You're talking about swimming pools, we're going to talk about pits today, so it's going to be worse out of there. The Gemara picks up at the two dots over here, where again, we're still keeping the statement of Rav Papa in the back of our minds, that there are some toldos that are the same as the Ovos Nezikin and some that are not. We're searching for the ones that are not. All of the ones that we've uncovered so far and discussed have all been the same as the Av. But in order to find the one that is not the same as the Av, we have to go through all of the Ovos and all of the toldos. So the Gemara picks up over here with the toldo of Shein Mahi. What is the toldo of Shein? Obviously, the Av is when the animal eats items that don't belong to the owner. What is the toldo? So the Gemara says, Nischacha b'kaisel ha'na'asa, rubs against the wall for its own benefit, similar to eating, but it destroys the wall in the process. Or tin for peros lanasa, it dirties or sullies peros, again, that don't belong to the owner. So that's also a derivative of shein. So just like shein, the animal eats produce that doesn't belong to the owner, it's beneficial to the animal, and the owner should have watched the animal. These are exact parallels, and they should bear the same level of responsibility, and therefore the toldos are the same as the avel, toldo the shein kishein. So he come Rav Papa, when Rav Papa was discussing that the toldo is not the same as the avel, must be with regards to regel. So the question is, what is the toldo of regel? A toldo the regel. Toldo the regel, mahi, what is the toldo of regel? The avel of regel is when it tramples on something with its feet. What is the toldo of regel? Hezeka begufa, so mahi. Hezeka begufa derech hilucha. Bisara, so it damages something else with its body. Hezika begufa derech hilucha, damages something else with its body, it bumps into it. Or bisara derech hilucha, with its hair, as it's walking by, bishalif shaleha, or with the saddle that's on top of it, beprumbia shabapia, something that it's holding in its mouth, or bezuk shabitsavara, the bell around its neck, and it causes damage to an adjacent object. So that's a toldo of regel. So what the Gemara says, yeah, but just like mashna regel, the zekel matzi shimon chavishmas alecha, just like regel is something that's common, and the owner should have protected himself, should have guarded the animal from doing it. Haninami zekel matzi shimon chavishmas alecha. Here too, these are exact parallels and should bear the same level of responsibility. Al toldo the regel ki regel. Okay, we're still searching for Rav Papa's case when he said that the toldo is not the same as the av. So the Gemara then turns to bar. V'chikam Rav Papa, a toldo the bar. Maybe he was talking about bar. Told to the bar, my ninhu. What is a derivative of bar? Ilema. If you'll say, av yud v'toldotes, that the real av of nezikin, of bar, is when it's 10 tvachim deep. V'toldotes, and what's a tolda, is when it's 9 tvachim deep. Okay. So the Gemara says, that can't be. Lo tes ksivi, v'lo yud ksivi. What does that mean? Lo tes ksivi, v'lo yud ksivi. Yeah? It doesn't, so the Gemara at this point assumes it doesn't say 10 anywhere in the Torah, and it doesn't say 9 anywhere in the Torah, and therefore there should be no difference between them. That an test is not a toldo of 10, it never says 10 anywhere. So in fact, they're both an av malacha, but 1 minute. But even at this point in the Gemara knows, we have to add here, the Gemara knows that if a pit is 10 tefachim deep and someone falls, 10 tefachim is about 3 feet. So if it's 10 tefachim deep and someone falls into such a pit or falls off a roof, you know, from that height, they could get killed. It's lethal. That we knew already. And if it's less than 10 tefachim, less than 3 feet, you could get hurt. But you can't, generally a person won't die. We knew that already. And the Gemara is not challenging that premise. One could have challenged that premise. The Gemara is not challenging that premise. 10 tefachim, somebody falls in or falls off, he could die. 9 tefachim, you know, 10 tefachim or less, you know, less than 10 tefachim, a guy could get injured, but he's not going to die. But you know, for the most part, that's not what should be expected. But he could get hurt. So yud tefachim is lemisa, 10 tefachim, 9 tefachim is lenezikin. We know that. But the Gemara is arguing it doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. So why should one be an av and one should be a tolda? They should both be the same. Yes, 10 tefachim is lemisa. That's because that's common, and the owner should have protected himself against it. And 9 tefachim is the nezikin. That's common. The owner should have protected him against it. What about if a person will fall into a pit of 9 tefachim and die? You know, the animal will die. So is that on the owner? No, the owner is not obligated. Why isn't the owner obligated? The owner would not be obligated because it's an oinus. That's crazy. It doesn't happen. A guy falls off 1 foot and he dies. that's not on the owner. That's unrealistic to presume that the owner should assume that kind of liability and responsibility. If it's 10 tefachim, 3 feet, ooh, the owner should have watched out. Less than that, come on, that's an oinus. But neither one is an av or a tolda. Neither one is said in the chumash. That's what the Gemara thinks at this point. Yes, we know, because the Gemara never had a havamina that, you know, that you could get killed at 9. That's not what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara here is saying is, it never says either one in the chumash. Yes, it's true, 10 is lamisa, 9 is linezikin, but that's because what's common? And if the animal will die at 9, that's an oinus. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues on. The Gemara says, woman, no, that's not true. It's not that whatever is common, that's you know, your level of obligation by each one. The Gemara says, no. It's just whatever works, you know, by each one, whatever is common, that's your level of responsibility. Haloi kash, no, it's not true. The pasuk says, v'hameis yeloi. The pasuk concludes, ba haboy yishalem kesef yoshev levalom, v'hameis yeloi. And the carcass should belong to the owner. Amrachmana v'kim lehu l'rabbana. So you see, the pasuk says we're talking about someone who got killed. Kim lehu rabbana yud avdin misa test the zikin avdi misa loy avdi. The pasuk about bar is talking about what? It's talking about misa, because the pasuk says v'hameis yihi aloy. The mace will belong to him.
So what does this say? The 10 verse 9.
And then what's a tolda? Tolda would be 9. It's not pshat that you there's no difference between 9 and 10. It's just whatever is common. Whatever's not common is an inus. No, whereas the Torah is talking about 10. How do you know? Because the pasuk says v'meisi eloi. Yeah, what do you want to say?
But where does that show the 10? That it's 10.
Because we always knew, we never questioned the premise that an animal's only going to die at 10. That's common. 9, tefachim deep, less than 3 feet, no one's dying. No animal's dying. And if it does, it's an inus. So the pasuk's not talking about that. What is the pasuk talking about when the pasuk says "Vamesi Eloi"? It's talking about a case which must be 10 tefachim deep, and that's why they were discussing the carcass, because someone got killed, an animal got killed. You hear? So that's what the pasuk must be talking about. 10. What's a tolda? Tolda is 9. And for the Gemara says, "No, soif." Zeh avlamisav, zeh avlanezikin. No, it's not that 10 is what the pasuk's talking about and 9 is a tolda. There's two of us here. What are the two of us here? There's an av linezikin and an av lamisa. What's the av lamisa? That's 10. What's the av linezikin? The av linezikin is 9. So we really have two of us here. 1 minute. If you have two of us, don't you need a what? A second? Second pasuk. Where's the second av of bar derived from? Rashi is going to answer. But the first one is derived from Vamesi Eloi. That's talking about where it's the animal got killed. Then the Gemara says, no, there's another av in Ezekiel, and that's at 9. Where do you know that from? So look at Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi gives you two possibilities. The Sam Sofer said, I really wish Rashi would have just made them one. But Rashi has it as two. Look over here. Rashi, Vizet av in Ezekiel. Let's say an animal falls into a pit of 9 and it dies. Pater balabar. Now, in a havamina, why are you pater? They're all the same. Tes, yud, they're all the same. Why are you pater? Because it's an inus. We don't want to say now it's an inus. If it's you pater because of, we said it's exerus hakosav, amesi elo, you're only chayiv for misa. If it's a bar that normally does, that normally could be lethal, has to be 10 tefachim deep. V'mhuza chayev, but if it got injured, it's your chayev. Va'av, hu dehav mi diyuka dekra. Where's the av of nezikin? So it's from a diuk of the, it's an inference. Dekra nafka, mi dechsiv, I'm sorry, where's the av of misa? It's from an inference. Mi dechsiv, amesi aloy, demash, mabar, sar, debar, mikto, hu chayev. If it's 10 tefachim deep, where it could get killed, then you're chayev. Misa sashor. Habatzim ha'hokim b'misa lo chayev. Less than that, you're not chayev. Ha'benezikin mischayev, but you are chayev benezikin. So according to the first lashon of Rashi, this is kind of just like a svara. If 10, which does misa, that's when you're chayev for misa, if the animal dies, so less than that, you're chayev for nezikin. But we really don't have anything more to go on, other than kind of like Svar. Well, if this is for 10 is for Bisa, and that's an Av, so this should also be an Av. Therefore, Rashi has a Lishna Achrina. He said, "V'zeh Av leNezikin dechihech deNafek lami krab bibor asar lamisa nafek lami bor tes leNezikin." I'm sorry, I skipped. Lamachayv ha beNezikin mischayv Lishna Achrina. Then Rashi has a Lishna Achrina. Some Sefer said he really would have wished he would have made this all one. Soif zayv zeh Av leMisa v'zeh Av leNezikin, because really you need the Lishna Achrina. What's the Lishna Achrina? Because there's another pasuk, Rabbi Yisai. It always comes back to the pesukim. Pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim, Perikof Aleph, we quote a pasuk Lamadalim. Bala boy Yishalem kesef yeshiva bala v'ameis yeloi. The carcass should belong to him. We have to discuss who's him. Okay, but you see that we're discussing a pit that's lethal. But then the pasuk says before, "V'chiyiftecho ish bar or kiyichra ish bar v'loy chasenu v'nafol shama shor chamar." A guy will open a pit or dig a pit, and he won't cover it over, and an animal or an ox or a donkey will fall in. That pasuk mentions nothing about it being lethal. So Rashi says that pasuk is l'nezikin, and that's tes because that's what can make nezikin, or less. And the other pasuk is talking about misa, and that's a 10. Tenthvachim. So Rashi says we have two separate ovens derived from two separate psukim. In the Havamin of Rabbi Yisai, we thought we were dealing with one av of one av a bar, and 10 yachayev because it can be lethal. 10 is lethal. 9 is can make nezikin. If an animal will die, you're potter because it's an oinus. That's unlikely. That's not the owner doesn't have to assume that kind of liability and responsibility. Now we're saying no, it's not because of oinus. You're potter at 9. Why are you part of an animal falls in to a pit of 9 and dies? Not because it's unrealistic for you to be chayiv there. It's because it's exeris akosiv that you're not chayiv there. What's exeris akosiv? I may see hello. You're only chayiv for misa on a pit that is lethal. If the pit is not lethal, you're potter. Not because of inus. Not because it's unrealistic to expect you to consider that possibility. It's because the pasuk says you're only chayiv for a lethal pit. That's why. So maybe then a tolda of bar, which is lethal, is that of nezikin? The Gemara says, no, that's also an av. And Rashi finds a pasuk. That's the earlier pasuk. V'nafal shama shor chamor. Two psukim, two avos by bar. Not a tolda at all. You hear what Rabbi saying? This point is highlighted by the Rajba. Rabbi says, look over here, oizdawin. Tell me oizdawin. Kedushi HaRajba. Rashba says, I'll even tell you that these are two separate ovis, a pit of 10 for Misa, a pit of 9 for Nezikin. They're so different that they even have different halachas. What is one of the unique halachas of bar, Rabbi? So we discussed it already. What is a bar pater for? Kalim. Because the pasuk says, V'nafal shama, is it this pasuk? Yeah, V'nafal shama shor chamar. Let's see the Rashba. He's going to derive that you're potter for kalim by regular bar. So it says the Rashba. Minim aper kamania chasakad nishbar akado b'shus harabim kamisa kamei d'shmu amalim michti amnu sakinu masomi bar lamadnu v'kul ani kare bahen shor v'lo adam chamor v'lo kalim. The pasuk says if a shor or chamor will fall into a pit, you're chayiv. But it gives examples. You're only chayiv in a pit for a shor or chamor. What is that to exclude? An adam or kalim. They're your putter if they fall into a pit. Utensils or a person. But says the Rashba, Hani mili le'inyin katala, ava le'inyin nezikin, adam chayev v'kelem peturin. For nezikin, an adam is chayev and kelem is peturim. I'm sorry, that's the Gemara later on, Chochesim Abez. So kelem are putter, even for nezikin. So again, I'm sorry, let's just say it clearly. A bor yud, if something falls in and dies, you're chayiv. With the exclusion of Adam and Kalim. What if it's a pit of 9? Are you chayiv on Kalim if they get injured? If an animal gets injured, you're chayiv. If it dies, you're not chayiv. If an animal gets injured, you're chayiv. What about if Kalim fall in and get injured? You don't get damaged? So you're potter, all of Boris potter in Kalim. That's the Bavli, Chavchesim, and Beis. I'm sorry, yeah, that's it. Then the Rashba here quotes the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi derives a bar test as a separate av, not like Rashi told us from that pasuk of what did Rashi say from the pasuk of Benafel Shama Shor Chamar. The Yushalmi derives it from a different pasuk. Mabgul is miyisura dechiyichra ish bar. We said ki yiftach ishba or ki yichra ishba, when a man will open a pit or dig a pit. Digasin hazan perek hapara hachoy for bar b'shus haram ksiv ki yiftach ishba. V'chiyichra ishbar, bar lemisa, bar lenezikin. One is derived from kiyichra, one is derived from kiyiftach. One is a bar of tes, which you're chayav for misa, one is a bar of nine, that you're chayav for nezikin. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, echad bar shal misa, ve'echad bar shal nezikin. One is a bar that you're chayav for if the animal gets killed, one if it gets injured. Shnei amikra echad nisrabu, ba Lebar shal misa ata omer pater ala kelim ukeshabal lebar shal nezik and ata omer chayav ala kelim. Even though they derive from the same pasuk, since they derive from two separate parts of the pasuk, the Yushalmi says that a bar le misa is pater on kelim, a bar le nezikin is chayav in kelim. So according to the Yushalmi, they're really, you know, not only derived from separate pasukim, they have different regulations. A bar le misa is pater and kelim, because the pasuk says shor or chamar, and a bar l'nezikin, only similar to shor and chamar, a bar l'nezikin is chayav in kelim. The Bavli disagrees, that's what he quoted in Chav Chesim and Bezin, holds they're the same. That doesn't mean that they're one av l'nezikin, it just means that there's no difference with regards to kelim, but the Yushalmi takes it so far as to say that they're different with regards to kelim, they're different regulations, which just highlights the point that we're talking about two separate avos. One av l'misa, one av l'nezikin, based on two separate psukim. Yeah.
So if your thigh for the kelim and falls into a nine tefah,
yes.
What do you think that
if they get damaged,
a ten tefah fit even more so?
I'll say tell you like this: you're saying if it's chayev in a nine,
it's deeper.
If it's deeper, right? I'll tell you like this: you're asking a fantastic point. I'll ask you the following question. Let's say an animal falls into a nine tefach pit and dies. Aleph Shalom. So am I chayev for the misa? The fact that the animal died? No. Should I at least be chayev? You know, let's say the animal broke its leg on the way down from 2.5 feet. But okay. Would I be chayev to pay for that? Or you part it from paying everything? It's the same question you're asking. Bechlam asayim mana, meaning if bort yud should be a bort test plus. Or maybe we say, no, a bort yud is fundamentally different than a bort test. They're not even the same thing at all. And a bort test is chayiv in kalim, and bort yud, once it's a bort yud, you're putter in kalim. Once it's a bort yud, you're putter in nezikin. It's not that I'm chayiv, a bort yud for nezikin plus misa. I'm putter in nezikin in a bort yud. In a bor test, I'm pater from Isa, and in a bor yud, I'm pater from Nezikin. Pater from Isa to the extent that I don't even have to pay it for the Nezikin when a Misa occurs. Are they so different? See, I'm saying, are they so different that it's not that one is, you know, bor yud is a bor test plus, and a bor test is a bor yud minus. And what I mean by that is that a bor yud, I have to pay. If it a bor tes, I'm chayav for kalim. So a bor yud, I should also be chayav for kalim. And by the same token, a bor tes is a bor yud minus. And what I mean by that is, you true, you're not chayav for misa, but I should at least be chayav for the nezikin that occurred here, for the damages that occurred. Or maybe I say, no, they're so different, they bear no similarity to one another. It's not that one is, you know, the other plus. They're just different. So a bor tes is chayav in kalim. Bor yud is not a bor tes plus. You're putter in kalim. And by the same token, a bor tes, or you're pater in Misa, and you're chayv in Ezekin. So if the animal dies, even though a hezek occurs, I'm pater in the Ezekin. Yeah. Maybe you should say such a thing, yeah?
Would that depend on which Lashon Rashi you're
using? I don't know, maybe.
One's using Tirs HaKasu, Pasuk, and one's Svaras. Svaras?
I'd rather not say that. I don't know. I don't like the whole Svara Rashi. I don't know. What's the Svara? If you don't have a Pasuk, what's the Svara? I don't hear the compelling Svara. But maybe you could tie it in. So look over here, the Shita Mekubetza says this exact point. Shita Mekubetza, Davnuna Mebeis, says, Hayupchusa me asara umeis potter. This whole discussion we've had about bar is really a Mishnah later on. Davnuna Mebeis, we're going to see it in a second. We'll turn there now. Mishnah says in Davnuna Mebeis the following. Nothing new. But the Mishnah says in Nuna Mebeis, Hachoyfer bar b'shus harabim, the nafal asaychay shor or chamor chayev. You dig a pit and ushus harabim, an ox or a donkey falls in, chayev. Echad achof a bar, whether you dig a pit, siach, a ditch, ma'ara, a cave, charitzin, a trench, neitz, and channels, chayev. Imke laminem or bar. If that's the case, all these kinds of ditches, why does it say bar? Ma bar sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asar tefachim. Of course, sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asar tefachim. It has to be lethal at the shear of 10 tefachim. Hayu pchusim asar tefachim. Let's say it's less than 10 tefachim. V'nafu osech hoshor chamar umeis potter. If it dies in 9, you're potter. V'im huzak bo chayim. But if it got damaged, then you're chayim. So it says the sheet in Mekubetis over here. Hayu pchusim asar over here. Ois hey, Rabbi, saying the sheets. He first quotes a Meiri. Yesh oimim she'imeis mishalem. If the animal dies in a pit of 9, you should at least pay mia bichdei demei hezek. You should at least pay for the damages, not the death of the animal, but the damages that occurred. Let's say it broke its leg. You should at least pay for that. Hamashuba bebezim velo nearly kain. Harav ha'meirizal. The Meiri thinks you should not be obligated to pay. Reb Yehoshua's son, Kasav Zalushana, that you should pay. How you pull some asar tefachim imeis bo potter. If it dies in a pit of 9, you potter. Kloma shenishber ragloi umeis mimenu potter. Milashalim is cool. You don't have to pay for the death of the animal. Avo mishalim lo kedei hezko. Shehuzek bo shenishber raglo. Imlo hayameis. You have to pay up to the point of death. So the damages, yes. The death, you know, that part you don't have to pay for. Why? You dug a pit. Look, a pit of 10 is 9 plus. The Meiri clearly feels that a pit of 10 and a pit of 9 are so different that a pit of 9, if the animal dies, so death is not what we're talking about. Even if the damage occurred once a death happens in a pit of 9, you're punta legamre. A pit of 10 is for death, a pit of 9 is for damages. That's what you're obligating each one. And the two don't overlap at all. And therefore, even though Kalim you might be chayv for in a pit of 9, once it gets to 10, they're putter and Kalim. You're saying, well, a pit of 10 is just 9 plus. No, they're so different. The mamish kemizrach mimariv. From east to west. Two separate things. Now, how do we paskin over here? Meiri Rabbeinu Yonasan. So they quote in the name of Reb Chaim. He liked this Meiri. It arrived from a Gemara later on. I don't want to get the quote up in it. But Reb Chaim felt we should paskin like this. He felt that the Meiri was more correct. It arrived from a Gemara later on. Which really means that they're fundamentally different from one another. That a bor tes is not the same as a bor na, a bor yud. Bor tes is a chai for nezikin. The animal dies. You're not even chai for the nezikin of the death. And a bor yud, you could be pater and kalim. The Raj would quote you Yushalmi like that. Even though in a bor tes, you're chai and kalim. They're very, very different from one another. We have two separate others over here. Okay, but Rabbi, so let's just recap over here. What happened in the Gemara again? What happened? We started out with a Havamina. I often don't dwell on the Havamina, but here it's important. We started out with a Havamina. What was the Havamina? The Havamina was that we're just discussing what regularly happens. A Bortes, Nezikin is common. Boryud, Misa is common. Why are you putter in a Bortes if the animal dies? Because it's abnormal. You can't assume that the owner would have thought that that this should occur. And that's the Gemara. So then one is not a told of the other. They're all just whatever is common. Then the Gemara says, no, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk that a bor yud yachayev and in a bor test your pata from Isa. Vameis yaloi. So that, so maybe a bor test for Nezikin is a derivative, is a told of a bor yud. And the Gemara says, no, they're both psukim. And as we said, they're two separate of us. A bor yud is for Isa. A bor test is for Nezikin. And it's not based on just whatever is most common. Of course, that is how Chazal interpreted the psukim to fit into that. But the reason why you're putting a bor tes for mis is not because it's an aynes. It's not something the owner should have had in mind. It's a gzeirus hakosuv. What is a gzeirus hakosuv? You only chayv for misa in a lethal pit, v'hameis yihi aloi. If it's less than that, you're not chayv. Yes, Rabbi saying that was the havamina kamash malon. It's based on a pasuk. But I ask you the following question. What is the pasuk teaching us? Is it teaching us, and you can phrase it in one of two ways. Is the pasuk teaching us that you're only chayv for misa in a bor yud because you need, in order to be chayv for the death of the animal, a lethal pit? That's the way we've been describing it now. And a pit is only lethal at 10, tefachim deep. Or is the pshat that once the Torah told us you need a lethal pit, it's a shear now in pits to be chayav for misa that it be 10 tefachim deep. Less than 10 tefachim deep is just not a pit. It's not a bar for misa. What's the difference? I'm saying the same thing just in different words. Is it a lethal pit Or does it have to be that the Torah is teaching us a shear, it has to be 10 tefachim deep? What's the difference? Could you have a lethal pit that's less than 10 tefachim deep? Could you have such a thing? You can. How could you have a lethal pit? We said an animal can only die from 10 tefachim, at a height of 10 tefachim. How can you have a lethal pit that's less than 10 tefachim deep? No. How can you have such a thing?
What we've been talking about.
Yeah, how?
It dies at 9, or if it's...
No, I, that's not... That's ridiculous. That's not... Oh, falls higher. What?
Falls
10 tefachim, but the pit is only 6. How or less? How could you have such a case? Every animal stands on legs. Now, the animal doesn't die from breaking its leg. It dies because of the blunt force trauma, whatever you want to call it, of the hitting its head or hitting its body or the vital organs on the ground. The vital organs of the animal sit way higher than the ground level. So let's say you have a little Nebuchadnezzar sheep. The sheep falls into the pit from a height of 4 tefachim. If the pit is only 6 tefachim deep, the animal could still get killed because it fell from such a height of 10 tefachim. So the pit is a lethal pit, but it's not 10 tefachim deep. What is the pasuk of Ames Yeloi teaching me? Is it teaching me a shear of pits that it has to be 10 tefachim deep in order to be considered a bar? Or is it teaching me you only chayv if the pit is lethal? If the pit is not lethal, then not. So if an animal dies at a 3 tefach pit, then come on. That's ridiculous. Not because of inus, it's a cause of your potter, your own chayv in a lethal pit. No one's saying it's because of inus. The question is, are you potter because the Torah mandated your own chayv in situations where the animal dies if it's a lethal pit? Or is it teaching me a shear that the bar has to be 10th fucking deep, and that's a shear in bar? So look, Rabbi, so over here, that we're trying to have a debate about this very issue. It's really based on a Gemara later on. We don't have to see the whole context of the Gemara. The Gemara says later on, Adaf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. No, sorry, Nun. Where is it? Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes the opinion of Rav Nachman, Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, three lines down in the Y lines, where the Gemara says, Mikreis the Tura La'ara, from the belly of the animal to the ground, Kamahava, Arba, it's 4 tefachim, and therefore, you could have a pit that's only 6 tefachim, and you end up with 10. So what then is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah said on Nunum Abayz, we read it, it was really just reiterating what we have in our daf. The only chai from Eason a bar, a bar of 10 tefachim, why do you need 10 tefachim? The minimum shear for a bar should be 6 tefachim, because what are we talking about? Animals, animals are by and large raised 4 tefachim off the ground, it should be enough for 6 tefachim. That's what should have been said in the Mishnah. Sigmar says, Einochinami, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the animal is lying down and rolled into the pit. The Gemara calls Ignader. Our army must nisen the Ignader labar. It rolled into the pit. That's why the Mishnah required 10 tefachim. Question is, do we accept that okimta? Do we accept that stipulation lamaisa? So Rabbi said, look in the tour. The tour discusses this very issue. Yeah, Josh, what do you want to say?
I was going to ask the Gemara and the case in general. Isn't it a stronger argument to say that, let's say the animal can be 4 tefachim, but the pit is, let's say, 7 or 8 tefachim, therefore it would be more than 10.
Okay, how does that help?
Because once you're at 10, you can, it's not, like, you're closer to 9, and you're closer to the fact that it might not be as lethal as you think it is. But once you say it's, 12, 13 tefachim, including the pit and the animal, isn't that there's more to the question?
Okay, you're just making the point stronger, you're saying.
Right.
Okay. But the basic question still exists. Oh, do we demand a lethal, pit, even if it's less than tefachim, could be lethal? Or is when the pasuk says, "Vamesi alo, you only chai for misa in a pit that is 10 tefachim deep." It's a shear that the Torah is demanding, otherwise it's not a bar even. So look over here, Rabbi saying the tour. Echad achayf bar shiach umara, kulam shavim lechiyuv, uvelvad shiebo kedei lahamis. You only have in a pit that's lethal, the hainu yud tefachim. us chayiv. Not because less than that it's oinis, it's exeris akostiv, amesi eloi. So im nafol shama shachamor umei, so huzak, vim ein bo yud, ein o chayiv ala misa. If there's not 10, you're not chayiv on the misa. Afilu shenafol bo ashar meumad, even if the shar fell while it's standing, be'inyan sheyesh bo goy v'yutvachim, where it hit the ground after dropping from a height of 10 feet, if nitzar if goy v'ragla yashar, if you include the height of the feet of the animal, imay mikabar, with the depth of the bar, nonetheless, you require 10 tvachim in the bar. And that's the opinion of the Rosh. Ava haramokas abazesh achayiv. No, the Ramah disagrees. In such a situation, achayiv, since it hit the ground from a height of 10 tvachim, even though the bar is only 6, it hit the ground from a height of 10 tvachim, achayiv. Adoni yavi Rosh kasev kisvar rishayna. The Rosh like the first pshat. That what? The bar must have 10. So what's going on here? What's the machlekes? So Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malin, who we've mentioned, I think, in the past, was a Rashiv in Mir, Brooklyn, but he came from Europe. He didn't learn here in America. So he has two volumes of Chidusha Rabbi Aryeh Leib, Yeshiva Shosefer. So he has over here, that there, perhaps this is the machlekes HaRishonim, between the Ramah and the Rosh. The Rajba sides with the Ramah. And that is that according to the Ramah, it's also the opinion of the Rajba and Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. When the Torah says Vameisi Eloi, you only chayv in a bar that's 10 tefachim because the Torah is demanding a shear of 10 tefachim in order to be chayv for misa. Less than 10 is just not a bar lemisa. Well, in Ezekiel maybe, but it's not a bar lemisa. Why you putter in a bar of 9? Because a bar with only 9 is not a bar lemisa. Not because of Inus and it's uncommon and you can't expect the owner to have taken that into account. It's exeris akosiv. And it's not exeris akosiv that you need a lethal pit. You could have had a lethal pit at 6. I'm sorry, the Rush holds that you need a bar of yud in order to be considered a bar lemisa. Even though it could be lethal at 6, the Torah is not demanding that it be a lethal pit. The Torah is demanding a shear of 10 tefachim. And the Rush agrees with the Rashba. The Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah holds, even if it's 6 tefachim deep, since the animal is falling from a height of 10 tefachim, you could have a 6 tefach pit that's lethal. If the animal will fall from a higher depth, you know, a higher height, from standing on its legs into the pit. So Ramah clearly understood Xeris HaKosav HaMesi Eloi, not that you require a shear of 10 tefachim in the pit. It's a halacha by pits that has to be 10 tefachim to be considered a bar lemisa. Is that in order to be chayav for bar, for misa, it's got to be a lethal item. And so a bar of 6 could also be lethal if the animal is falling from a higher height. Everybody, so you understand the machlekes over here? Two ways of understanding this is gzeiros hakosav, that a bar, lemisa, is only a 10 tefachim. Rabbi Leib continues and he suggests that perhaps the Rambam also agrees with the Rosh and the Rashba, not that the requirement of amesi eloi is gzeiros hakosav, that in order to be chayav for misa, you need 10 tefachim. It's not because the pit has to be lethal, that could even be at 6. It's a shear in the bar lemisa, it has to be 10 tefachim. He uses to explain what seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. Rabbi said, look over here at the Rambam. Peri Gid of Niske, Maman Halacha Tezvav. Let's see first Halacha Yud. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud the following. Echad achoy for bar, ashiach ma'ar acharitz, v'kama aven yurchayev. V'kama kidei lahamis, oimek asara tvachim, if it's 10 tvachim deep. Avam hayo pachas me asara, let's say it's less than 10. V'nafu l'sei chayshar, or shar behema, chayev v'oif v'meis potter. And if it got damaged, you're chayev nezek shalom, even if it's less than 10. Rabbi, did the Rambam say anything interesting? Anything unusual? No, absolutely nothing. It's totally what we would have expected. Problem is in halacha tezvav. Rabbi, look at halacha tezvav. Us a tail. Anybody know what a tail is? A mountain. Gavaya b'shus harabim. So now we're not discussing a pit. What are we discussing? A tail. Masada. It's 10 tefachim tall. If the animal got killed from falling off, you're chayv. If it's 10 tefachim tall. Am I a pochus me'asar, or if it's less than 10, pater amisis behema, you're pater for the death of the animal. Aval, huzko bilvad, chayv v'sham nezik sharim, if it only got injured, even if it's less than 10, you're chayv to pay. V'afil b'tel gavoya kolshu, or b'chavir kolshu, even if it's just a little bit, but the animal got injured, you're chayv to pay. Shanezik b'kolshu davar matzoi, because you're only your chayv for nezikim whenever it's common that the animal get injured, via dua whenever it's something you should have been careful for and guarded for. Ve'ein amisa b'kolshu. Why is death, you're not chayv to pay if the animal dies after falling off a pillar of a height of less than 10 tefachim? Because shehu mitzuya v'rehu kamay aynes. That's like ridiculous. It fell off a tail of less than 9 and it got injured? Come on, how could I be liable for that? That never happens. What's unusual about this Rambam? What's unusual? Why did the Rambam say you're a potter if something dies, the animal dies, the creature dies, in a pit that's less than 10? The Rambam didn't give a reason. He just said, Mace potter, you're potter. I would have said, why are you potter? Gzeres HaKosuv. What's the Gzeres HaKosuv? Vameis, Yeloi. In order to be chayef for death, it has to be a lethal pit. This is not a lethal pit. It's not tefachim deep. Yeah, Zag Gemara. But yet the Rambam says by tail gives a whole sheer klali. Why you potter if it falls off a tail of less than 10, of only 9, because it's an aynes? How can you be, you know, expect the owner to be worried about that? Come on. Why is he giving a whole reason? You know what everybody's saying? What's it? Why over here by Tezvav is he giving? And he already said that Lachu Bayud. Bar of 9. The animal gets killed. You're Potter. Potter! How come over here he has to give a whole reason of Inus? So Rabbi Yaleib says like this. He says, because the Rambam felt like the Rosh and the Rajbah. We're learning from this Gzeres HaKosav, not that the pit has to be lethal. If it were just, we learn from here that it has to be lethal, then a bar and a tail are all the same. You're only chai for an obstacle, for something you place in the Rosh HaRabim, which is lethal. You know, you're only chai for the death of the animal if I place the lethal item in the Rosh HaRabim. Okay, so then a tail is the same as a bar. But if we're deriving from this Gzeres HaKosav, Amesi Elo, you're only chai for a bar of 10. You only chai for the death of the animal in a bar of 10. Not because I need a lethal pit. But rather because the Torah here is saying a shear in bar that it has to be 10 tefachim deep. So we could suggest that that's only by bar. That's what the Torah is talking about. You want to extrapolate from there to other things, to a tail, that's not the same thing. See, if we're just describing a lethal object in the Rosh HaRabim, so then a tail and a bar are all the same. If the Torah is giving us a shear, a bar, that it has to be 10th welcome deep, that's limited to bar. You want to extend it to tail? Maybe yes, maybe no. It's not that it has to be lethal. No, it could be lethal at 6. If the Torah is saying a shear, a bar, that's limited to bar. Ooh, so then what about if I place an obstacle in the Rosh HaRabim of 9, you know, 9 tall, that's not a pit, that's a pedestal, and the animal falls off and gets killed, why am I potter? And don't tell me it's an Xeris HaKosav Meisiyah Lo, what do the Xeris HaKosav teach us? That a pit has a shear, not that I need a lethal object. Lethal object, even 6. The pshat is because I need a shear, a bar, that's limited to bar. You want to derive from there to a tail? No, they're not the same. So tail, maybe even chai the 9 for the death of the animal. The Rambam has to say, come on, an animal fell off a tail of 9, that's an oinus. And got killed, that's an oinus. That's why the owner's not chai. So Rambam perhaps held, like this Rosh, like this Rajbah, that the Xeris HaKosav is teaching me, not that a boar of 10, you're only chai for the death of the animal, a boar of 10, because you need a lethal object, otherwise a tail and a boar are the same thing. They have the same shear, obviously. It's rather, it's teaching me a shear of boar. And therefore, even though it could be lethal at 6 tefachim, no, you need a shear of 10, and it's limited to bar. You want to extend it to tail, the 2 doesn't necessarily follow, and therefore the Rambam has to fill in with the other reason that it's an oinus. Yeah, what do you want to say, John?
I just feel like tail and bar are so different. Bar has as a hole. Tail is just anything. It sounds more
therefore,
like mica, or like something that's imagine a whole thing up 10. It's like a bar if it falls off the side. That's not a bar.
You're saying either way it should be different.
Yeah.
I don't think so. If bar, again, is not limited to a pit, it's limited to any dangerous object. So if the Torah here is saying a shear in bar, then that's limited to bar. If the Torah here is saying you only chai for lethal objects, then why should I, that's a shear of, lethal, I don't know what you would call it, lethalness, but whatever. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi says. So this is the... We got through this part of the game. Well, let's go back. Give him an Aleph. The Gemara continues on. Okay, so we have two Aleph. We cannot say that, a bar test is a told of Yud. No, they're all. Each one is its own Aleph. What then is a told of bar? So Gemara says, Ella, three lines from the bottom. Amos, Sakinu, Maso, Shanikum, Bishus, Harabim, Veziku. What is a told of bar? We've seen this already. Is if I put a knife, a stone, a knife, or a package in the Rishus HaRabim and it does damage, then I'm chayev. That is putting a lethal object in the Rishus HaRabim, that's derived from bar. It's not the same as bar, it's derived from bar. Shenichem Rishus HaRabim veziku, and it does damage, or chayev. Hey chidami, what's the case? Eid afkarinu, if you were mafkarit, bein the rav, bein the shmuel, hainu bar. If you declared it ownerless, it's the same as a bar, which you don't own, and it will be a bar. Eid deloy afkarinu, if you own it, if you own it, so what's the status of an item that you own that does damage? So according to Shmuel, it should have the status of a bar. This is going to be a Gemara later on. That we're going to derive all of the avos, so we could have derived them all from Shar. So Lamanu Hanu Shar. Then the Gemara says, really told of, bar is kibar. Whether this is, let's go back to the case of Afkarinu, you don't own it. So I place these dangerous objects in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. I'm chayiv if it causes damage. According to Rav and according to Shmuel, that's bar. If you don't own it, and nonetheless, you bear the same level of responsibility. Just like a bar, you don't own, but it causes damage. You're responsible for it here too. Even if these items also, even if you don't own them, it caused damage to Rishus HaRabim, you are liable for the damages. So told that the bar is kibar. This cannot satisfy, help us with the Rapapa statement that there are some told us that are not the same as the others. Here the told is the same as the yav. But before the Gemara got to the conclusion, the Gemara said along the way, according to Rav, Avno Sakinu Maso is considered to be a bar. So the Gemara wants to, even though what happens with the Avno Sakinu Maso, Rabbi said, what's the danger? The guy's going to get impaled by the knife? No. What's happening? Oh, with the package? He's going to trip on it. And what does he hit himself on?
The ground.
The ground. Okay. You're liable. You tripped him. So that works for Shmuel. It doesn't really work for Rav. Why? Because Rabbi said, we mentioned the Mishnah later on. Dabnun and Mabez, which really just outlines the halacha here, which is that a bor yud, you're chayiv for misaf, the animal dies, a bor test, you're chayiv for damages. So if you flip to Nun and Mabez, the Gemara quotes a machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. Look at Nun and Mabez, Rabbi said, right after the Mishnah, Amar Rav. What are we so concerned about with this pit? Amar Rav. What are you chayiv for in the pit? Every pit, the Gemara is assuming, had some sort of dangerous air in it. Now, I would presume it's because maybe it's like, I don't know, too much about the gas, what takes place, the chemistry of the air in pits or caves, but I assume that the air quality was less. So, maybe it'll suffocate, I don't know. So, bor shechayiv alav tera lahav v'loy lechavtoi. The fact that a guy hits the ground, splat, and gets injured, Rav holds that you're not chayiv for. Why? He says, "Alma kasava chavta karko elamu demazgile." I didn't injure you. What injured you? The ground. That's not my fault. The ground is not my fault. I didn't put the ground there. I'm not chayiv for the ground.
You enabled him.
I'm not chayiv for the ground. That's what Rav says. We'll have to explain, Rav. It's a complicated position. Rav holds, why are you chayiv in a bar? Because I put you in the bad air. The poor air quality of the bar. Shmuel disagrees. Who demaskev? Shmuel, I'm a lahav, I'm a culture game lechavta, I'm chayiv for the bad air of the bar, if you get injured by that, and certainly I'm chayiv for your impact with the bottom of the pit. But according to Rav, you're not chayiv for the impact of the pit. What are you chayiv for? The impact of the ground. You're chayiv because when I dug this pit, I created bad air in the pit. And you got injured by that bad air. I created a place in the world which has poor air quality, and you got injured by that. That's the main danger of the pit, is the poor air quality. Not the impact with the bottom of the pit. I'm not chayiv for that. That's the ground. I could have blamed my Kodesh Baruch Hu for that. That's not my fault. Karka
olam hizikasa. But what else are we expecting there?
I'm not chayav for that. We'll have to understand Rav. But I'll ask you even a better question. Forget about understanding Rav independently. We have a contradiction. What does Rav say over here? Am no sakinu maso. You put it in the middle of Shusha Rav and Bain the Rav, Bain the Shmo, Hainu Bar, and you're chayav. Where's the bad air? There is no bad air. What happened? I put down a package in the middle of Shusha Rav, something tipped over and it smacked into the floor. Oh, why am I chayav according to Rav? You never chayav for the impact of the floor. You're only chayav for the bad air of a pit. There is no bad air over here. Bad air over here. So that's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis is over here, the little Tosis at the bottom. Vim Taimar. Harav isla the kamon bor shechayav toy toyra lahavla v'loy lechavtoy. You're only chayav for the hevo of the bor, the bad air. Not for the chabota, for the impact of the karka. Here, there is no bad air. All there is impact of the ground. You're going to trip over the stone and hit the ground. There it's because the ground caused the damage of Alhaka Chavota Didehu. Here you can't blame the ground. What? Chavota Didehu. It's your impact. Huh? What is Taisa saying, Rabbi? What?
You leave the thing in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, so therefore he
trips. I dug a pit.
I don't know.
What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? So, Rabbi Yisrael, all the Achronim say the same thing over here in Tosfos. I gave you one example of Naftali Trup. In Siman Kuf Yud, the Stipler has it also, if you want to see it, in Bava Kama Siman Dalin. And the Birka Shmuel has a similar thing too. They're all saying the same thing. And that is that according to Rav, you're only chayiv for an item that could cause damage if I created it. If I created that which causes the damage, so the hezek. So the problem with the pit is I really didn't create anything other than the ground. You know, what causes the impact is not my fault. The ground causes the impact and gravity. I didn't create either of those. What did I create? The Hevel, the bad air quality, a place in the world that has bad air quality. So therefore, Rav says, you're chai for the bad air. Everything else you didn't create. Gravity exists independently without you. The ground exists independently without you. So what are you really responsible for? You're only responsible for what you created. You didn't create either the ground or gravity. But over here, with Adno Sakinu Maso, when you trip over that, now I created the Hezek. So therefore, I'm liable for you hitting the ground. Because I caused you to hit the ground. Because I created the item which you stumbled upon. The bar, I didn't create anything. I didn't create gravity, and I didn't create the ground. So Rav holds your potter. Meaning, in other words, we could phrase it in a different way, and that is, I'm not chayev for causing a person to get injured. I created a pit, you know, and you got impact with the ground. I caused that to happen. You're not chayev for causing someone to get injured. You're chayev if you create something which injures somebody. And a pit, you didn't create anything that caused the damage. So look over here, Rav Naftali says it in his own way. He says, It's only when I create something that causes damage that did not exist beforehand. When I created the pit, I created the bad air. This didn't exist before now in the world. About chavotas hakarka, the ground and gravity, they existed without me. There was no opportunity to fall, and I created an opportunity to fall. But I didn't cause the damage or create that which caused the damage. I created an opportunity. That's it. Again, Shmuel disagrees and he holds the Yorchai for the impact. That might be more intuitive. But Rav holds you're not. Therefore, when you place an item in the Rosh Hashanah which causes someone to fall, now you're chayev. I created an item which caused damage that wasn't, it didn't exist in the world until now. 1 minute. This item did exist in the world. I just put it here. Okay, that's called creating a dangerous item. That's called making it into a mazik. When it's in my closet, a suitcase is not dangerous. I put it in the middle of a shusharabim. Now it's dangerous. Umavuar nami, had the behifki reshusav. Okay. What's the problem with this pshat? Yeah, go on.
No, I was going to just clarify. So Rav Talleitrop is saying in the first case by the pit, it's because there's a lack of creation, but there is opportunity. That's not enough to make.
That's not enough for Rav. Yeah.
But in the other case, when you have both creation and opportunity, then you'd be chayav.
Correct. Where I participated in creating the hezek, meaning I caused something which created the damage, that's a problem. If I just dug a pit without the bad air quality of the pit, what did I create? Gravity? No. Ground? No. You weren't going to fall until now, okay. But I didn't create that which caused the damage. Here, but I'm the Sakina Mason, I created that which caused the damage. Yeah?
Isn't bad air also not created by you?
Oh. Or ask the question a little bit stronger. Excellent point. So this kasha was asked by Reb Lazer Gordon, who is known as Reb Lazer Telzer. Asked the following kasha. The sniper said he asked the kasha himself, and then he heard from others that this kasha was already asked by Reb Lazer Gordon. And Naftali Trump addresses it himself independently right here. He asks, 1 minute, but when are you chayav for bar? Either if I dig a bar, or where I create the bad air, or I what? Or I uncover the bar. How do you know that? Suppose a kiyiftach or kiyichre. When I dig kiyichre, or kiyiftach, when I uncover the pit, which is already dug. So Frechter Blazer tells her, he says, let's say a pit was already dug. Just it was covered over by a board of wood. And I uncovered it. So I didn't create the bad air. The bad air existed without me. So I didn't create the place in the world that has, you know, bad air quality. That place existed without me. Why am I chayav? She says over there, what you'll have to say, that's a good kasha, what you'll have to say is, well, as long as it's covered, it's not considered to be a place, it's considered as if it's gone. It's not considered as if a place in the world exists that's accessible that has bad air. V'chein tzorach leimer, the Pesach bar, it says of Naftali, the last line over here, av shulafnei kein haya hevel, mikol makom b'psicha harei hu yotzer hevel chadash. It's as if I dug it for the first time. Or you could say, okay, it's like moving the Avnos Akina Masot to the middle of the Shus HaRabim. I moved the bad air here. But those are things that I created or I participated in moving here. And if the pit is covered over, you have to say the air is as if it's gone. And when I opened it up, I revealed it again. But you can't be chai for the ground. You can't be chai for gravity. Those things existed without me. According to Rav, you're only chai for that which you created. So that's the distinction. We'll have to say what Tosis is talking about. When Tosis says, according to Rav, you're not chayav for the impact of the ground. So why are you chayav over here by Avnos Akina Masot, which just caused you to trip and hit the ground? Because I caused something. Maybe you'll get damaged by the Masot, you'll get damaged by the knife. I caused that which created the damage, and therefore you're chayav. As opposed to the pit, where I didn't create anything that caused the damage other than the opportunity. Therefore, Rav is forced to say, in a pit also, you're only chayav for hevel, you're chayav for the bad air. Okay. Shnei Chavar. Tomorrow we're going to go on.